This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 if you want to reach us, talk about whatever's on your mind. Though we've been talking quite a bit tonight about road safety, specifically speed limits, and how there's at least one cop out there who's honest enough to admit that the speed limit is basically BS, that it's across the board set way too low. It's Gary Maggie of the Michigan State Police being interviewed over at Quartz and Priceonomics. And he was talking about what's called the 85th percentile. Now, this is where their traffic engineers will review the speed limit on thousands of stretches in road and highway. The survey team, they have a clear approach. They want to set the speed limit so that 15% of drivers exceed it and that 85% of drivers drive at or below the speed limit.
And I feel like that's just bunk for most of the speed limits.
What they're saying here is that most speed limits are set below the 85th percentile speed.
Significantly.
They first investigated this topic at the urging of the National Motorists Association, a member-supported driver advocacy organization that's made raising speed limits to the 85th percentile one focus of its efforts. One member pointed us to a 1992 report by the U.S. Department of Transportation on the effects of raising and lowering speed limits, which, beside making the same arguments described above, noted that the majority of highway agencies set speed limits below the 85th percentile, leading over 50% of motorists to drive, quote, in technical violation of the speed limit laws. Lieutenant Maggie believes the compliance rate in Michigan to be well under 50%. It seems absurd that over half of drivers technically break the law at all times. It's also perplexing that speed limit policies so consistently ignore Traffic Engineering 101. So why do people like Lieutenant Maggie need to spend their time trying to raise the speed limits? And then they actually give an excerpt from Sammy Hagar's hit song, I Can't Drive 55. Quote, when I drive that slow, you know it's hard to steer, and I can't get my car out of second gear. What used to take 2 hours now takes all day. Ha! It took me 16 hours to get to L.A.
From where?
Unquote. In 1973, the Egyptian military crossed the Suez Canal in a surprise attack on Israel. It was the start of the 1973 Arab-Israeli War and also the start of low speed limits in the United States. When the United States began resupplying Israel with arms, the Organization of Arab Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, announced an embargo against the United States and several other countries. Combined with other supply constraints, it led to a quadrupling of gas prices, shortages of gasoline, and long lines at the pump. Now, Mark, you were alive when that happened, right?
What year was that? 76?
73 was when that started. That was when the military crossed the canal.
I remember the lines at the gas station. And
how old were you when that happened?
I was born in 71.
Right.
And there's a picture of me in the old house that I barely remember that I grew up in. We left it when I was in kindergarten. And I had all my toys that had wheels, like the big ones that you could ride.
Uh-huh. Truck or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, trucks and like big wheels. And like I had a bear that you could ride that had like caster wheels on it.
Awesome.
It seems like it was horribly dangerous. But we had
all those old toys are way more fun and dangerous.
This is in Florida. We had terrazzo floors, and for those in the world that don't know what terrazzo is, this is like basically crushed up marbles and Portland cement all honed down to a very flat surface. You drop a cotton ball, it'll shatter. I mean, it's just as hard as it could possibly be. And of course, I fell and bumped my head all
course.
The time. And that's probably the explanation for so many things. But yeah, I had these vehicles all lined up around the kitchen counter, and my mother asked what I was doing, and I said I was playing gas station. Because this is what would happen. We'd sit in the gas. They would have different days of the week that you could go, depending on your license plate and that kind of thing. And you better not be caught in that line by another driver. They'll snitch you out.
So when that was happening, in an effort to reduce America's need for gas, President Nixon issued an executive order mandating a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on American highways, which Congress made law the following year. States are in charge of setting their own speed limits, but national leaders successfully cajoled states by tying compliance to federal highway funds. And I hate it when news people call politicians leaders. They aren't leaders. They're scum of the earth. Since driving at high speeds is less efficient, the policy is estimated to have saved 167,000 barrels of oil per day.
Why don't they just make driving cars more efficient at speed? Because it's really just a gearing issue. Now, I understand you're talking about 1970s cars at that time, and that's a whole totally different thing. But if this is still true today, you can't just add a new lower overdrive. Mm. For those that don't know, overdrive is any gear that is sort of smaller than the drive shaft gear. Anything above that is a regular drive gear.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here, then more on the kind of the history of the speed limit. Let's go first to Jim. He's in Syracuse, New York, listening to WTNY out of Watertown. Hey, Jim.
Hey. Yeah, hey. I have to agree we should raise the speed limit, but if you're going to do it, make it nationwide. If you're going to have, like, I've been in states where there's 65, 70, 75, make it 80 all the way across the board. And then,
now, are you saying, just to clarify, are you saying it should be 80 on just the interstates, or that the federal government should be able to cram down a speed limit on, let's say, a downtown street or a neighborhood?
Well, no, I'm saying on your two-lane, you know, four-lane road, four-lane, two on each side, mm-hmm. Make it 80 miles an hour. It's like the interstates, Interstate 90, Interstate 80, whatever. Make it 80 miles per hour.
I think that would give pressure. That would put upward pressure on speed limits all across the state, whatever the state might be.
Yeah, because but then I also agree you should slow it down when you're in the cities. Let the states control those small piddly ass speed limits, but put the main drags like the interstates in charge of the government in charge of that, saying okay, we could go 80 or 90, whatever.
Yeah, if the federal government's going to get credit for the interstate system, and it does, because people believe that the federal government is, made the interstates. And it certainly had some, it certainly worked with states in some
ways. They funneled some money into it.
They funneled money into it and that kind of thing. But if they're going to get credit for it, then sure, they should be able to put a top speed limit on it, sort of raise that up across the board. Now, I think there are some areas where states need to have latitude. Some interstates going through metropolitan areas, so I can think of I-95 heading through Manhattan. It's probably not a good idea for that one to be 80 miles an hour.
No, it's not going to be anyway. Common sense has got to come into play, too.
Yep.
You just don't put it there.
Well, sometimes in the day, you can't go faster than 30 miles an hour.
You're lucky to be moving at all. I try to avoid it. It's awful.
I had one other thing I wanted to remark upon. You were talking about your stoplights or your walk and don't walk.
Yeah.
And the beach and all that. I live in the stupidest town because the people, well, they're just dumb. They'll walk when it says don't walk. And I've seen a guy get a ticket if he even comes close to hitting that person, even though they walked when they shouldn't have.
Yeah. This is the sort of thing that gives pedestrians this entitlement mentality because, I mean, I'm sure that I have been walking along not paying attention to what I'm doing, and it's because we have this whole notion that towns should be pedestrian friendly, and I'm not saying
I've never done that. I'm always, paying attention
to the
cars.
But
well, so
I think that
I would have hit the guy
if
I hadn't been paying attention, but I had the right of way because he definitely had don't walk.
Yeah, and that's the problem with these lazy pedestrians is they're spoiled. Yeah, they're spoiled, and they believe that everybody's looking out for them, and so it's a good thing that you were paying attention, Jim. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I almost never press the button at those intersections.
No, I don't press the button to do an interstate.
So I, 99% of the time, I'm walking across. I mean, I don't remember the last time I had had to press one of those buttons. Sometimes it's interesting because most people will wait for the walk signal. But if you step out into the street,
they'll go with you.
They'll go with you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More on the kind of the history of where this 55-mile-an-hour speed limit came from and where we are today, where one cop is saying, raise all the speed limits. It's Free Talk
Live.
Have
you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you may join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking quite a bit about the speed limit here tonight.
Yeah, but I want to tell you about Simbi. So what Simbi is a website where you can go and participate with other people who have talents like you. And I don't know what your talents are. Hell, you don't know what my talents are. But there are all kinds of talents at Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com. And you can trade. When you go on there, they give you, you list a talent or whatever that you're willing to do, that sort of thing for other people, and how much you're willing to do it for. And they will give you, right off the bat, some of their currency, their Simbi. So it's
that's the name of the currency.
Yeah, there's, okay. It's the name of the website and the currency.
Got it.
Stands for Symbiotic.
Yeah.
Okay. And they inflate their currency right then, right? They increase it for everybody who shows up. You've got some to spend, and you've got a talent to sell. And you just go find people that have the things you want and exchange. Mostly it's doing things as opposed to getting things. I didn't see a lot of, they might make a bracelet or something for you, but I there's people doing computer repair work, audiovisual work, all kinds of things on there, marketing and just all kinds of stuff.
Now, how's this different from, say, a barter exchange?
A barter exchange, it would be pretty similar. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty similar to a barter exchange, I would guess.
Do the barter exchanges have a currency?
You price your stuff at what you would price it at. Mm-hmm. So, the idea is that you're trading in that manner. A plumber would normally do a visit for $70 and, a dressmaker has a dress that would price at $120. The plumber exchanges, $70 worth of, plumbing script $120 worth of plumbing script into the barter exchange. And then, somebody can buy that and, that sort of thing. So it's very similar, to those, and it's fascinating. This is the barter exchange of the internet in that way. And I think it's great. So go check it out, simbi.com, and get involved. It's not going to cost you anything.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up what you want. We were talking about the speed limit and how at least one cop in Michigan, a state police officer, says they're all too low. Raise them up for safety's sake. Let's go first to Ferris in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hey, Ferris. Ferris. In Myrtle Beach, going once. Ferris in Myrtle Beach, going twice. I'm going to put Ferris back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something. Let's try Fred in Columbia, listening to WQXL, also in South Carolina. Hello, Fred.
How you doing?
Hey, Fred, you're on the air. Good.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a couple of points about the Autobahn in Germany.
Please do.
I've heard several of your callers call about it, and first of all, it's a highly efficient traveling system. It's actually great, but there's a big difference in Germany because the roads are in very good shape.
Yep.
The cars go through much better inspection, and you don't have many of your do-it-yourself mechanics over there. If you have an Opel, you take it to the Opel dealer. You got a Volkswagen dealer, and so on. The comment about a person driving in the left-hand lane and getting a ticket for not driving 100 miles an hour. You guys mentioned it before. The slower traffic keeps to the right. So the biggest danger on the Autobahn is tailgating. So the flashing of the lights, that's like bad etiquette over there.
Flashing headlights?
Yeah, flashing. Yeah, that's bad etiquette. That's considered rude. That's
okay.
Considered rude. But worse and more dangerous.
You're talking about when you're oncoming or somebody behind you flashing the lights?
Flashing behind you is rude, yes.
Okay, got you.
Like to say, get out of the way, bud, that kind of thing?
Exactly. But in Germany, the Autobahn, there's a hierarchy. If you have a 1.8 liter car and you have a 2.2 liter car behind you, you know that guy's going to go faster than you, and that's just the way it is. So it's extremely, it's a passing lane. You gotta get in the left hand lane to pass and get back in because the speed is so fast. By the way, there are many areas where it's wide open. You go wide open for many miles, but then it'll slow down for work area or slow down for a major city, and then it speeds up again. But lots of times it's just wide open, so that left-hand lane must be maintained clear.
So when you were, it sounds like you've driven on the Autobahn. How long did you spend there in Germany?
Two and a half years. I have over 200,000 miles driving on the Autobahn.
Now, what is it? We just read a piece here from the internet saying that the average speed is 93. What would you do when you're at 93 miles an hour? So what would you do?
I would go 220 kilometers an hour. That's almost like 130 miles an hour.
Wow.
And there's people. And I have a 1.8 liter Opel station wagon, and that's a 1.8. See, and like my supervisor, he would get a 2.2 liter station wagon. Okay,
When you were doing 120 miles an hour, were you keeping up with traffic, or were you the fastest person on the road?
No, I was keeping up with traffic, but sometimes there's many people passing me.
Wow, can you imagine?
There's many people. Like I mentioned, it's in a hierarchy. There's cars that are faster, like the Mercedes and the Audis. The Mercedes is the king. The Mercedes and the BMWs are the king of the highway.
Yeah,
American cars, forget it. American cars, they can't compete. They can't compete. A Mustang, whatever. No, they can't hang.
Great call, Fred. Thanks for sharing your experience tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I don't think the American cars are built for that kind of high end. I did have a 3 Series BMW, and the thing was ridiculously fast. And one thing I really learned with that vehicle is you need to keep good tires on your vehicle at all times.
Good traction.
This is what, I ended up doing an S-curve because my car whipped around because I had some gravel underneath and I put my foot into it too much and my tires weren't good enough.
What happened to your car in that case?
I just kind of jerked around.
You fishtailed a bit?
Fishtailed, yeah. That's a better term. And
you didn't lose control completely, but you were about to.
Right. And, I mean, I have never gotten that out of my mind since that occurred.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a wife and then I got a kid. And I've always, I don't care about that little bump or the little penny test and what the traction is. I want good tires on the car that my, my child and my wife are going to be driving. I've never paid much attention to mine, but I want to make sure that they have a really
there
good
you go.
Vehicle. Yeah.
You can join us here. Let's go to Kevin. He is in Michigan. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Saturday Show. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about the walk signals you were talking about earlier.
Sure.
I'm a retired mailman, and I delivered up and down the main street of a small town downstate from where I live. And I noticed that people were always pushing the buttons, standing there waiting, pushing the buttons. Yet the traffic lights seemed to move at a fairly steady pace. So, just out of curiosity, one day I asked one of the city workers, I said, what's the deal with these lights? He says, the button. And he says, all those things. He says, they're not even connected.
Really?
Yep. The people that push the button and then cross the street, sort of against the light, don't wait for the walk, don't walk thing to change. And then, you have to wait for the button push that they did
to,
in that circumstance.
To get through.
To go through. They're already through.
Kevin, I don't know if you had more for you. You can hang on, man. I appreciate it. More here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can share your thoughts on the streets, which a lot of us spend a lot of time every day. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the shelter. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We talk a lot about Bitcoin, both on and off the air. Actually, we haven't talked about it on the air yet tonight, Mark, but you and I were talking about off the air the price of Bitcoin, which... it's taken quite a fall over the last few days. It's gone down from around a peak of about $2,750 per Bitcoin down to where it is right now, which is, according to Bitcoin Average, $2,087. So a huge drop, like a $700 drop in basically the last 72 hours. It's been a real tough situation, I'm sure, for those people who bought at around $2,500 or $2,600. But... you know, a lot of us would say, hold on.
Well, in October.
Don't sell, just be patient.
Yeah, October or September, I remember it being at $640.
Right.
So it's triple that. More than triple that,
right.
and was quadruple that earlier this week. And, you know, I mean, this is a volatile thing. You shouldn't be putting your life savings in it, you know, unless you're 18 or something. You know, then your life savings doesn't amount to much. Maybe you've got a great deal, but you can afford to you know, risk it a little bit.
There are some teenagers who bought some Bitcoin back when it was really cheap and who are very, very wealthy. mouthy today.
Yeah, I don't like to, you know, reference what Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin was 27 cents when we heard about it. And if we would have gone out and got a home loan and bought a whole bunch of 27 cents, we'd be doing this show from a giant yacht, right?
Where, I don't know.
Well, okay. But anyway, we would have a great deal.
We'd be doing very well.
And, you know, so what? I mean, you get in when you get in, you know, make what you make, and it's you can't look at investments that way. There's an investment every single day in the newspaper, if anybody reads that thing still, where, you know, some company or another got, you know, went up 60 or 80% or something like that, you know, and if you would have gotten onto that company for that day, yeah, it would be like, you know, it would be a lot of money. But if you would have had the lottery numbers right, you'd have made a lot of money too. So
yeah, so the right way to look at this is maybe that Bitcoin's on sale. You know,
that's what I would say.
We don't know where the new floor is going to be. Some people were saying Bitcoin's in another bubble. It's going to pop. Is it popping right now? Is it going to keep going down? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you want to get some Bitcoin.
I've always said it, though. If Bitcoin's worth a dollar, it's worth a million because it has never been hacked.
If you want to get some Bitcoin, you got to have a wallet. And here on Free Talk Live, we have an official wallet. It's called Jax. And you can go to jaxx.io to get your copy. And it's cross-platform. So it doesn't matter if you've got an Android phone, iOS device, whether you've got a Windows, Mac, or Linux computer. You can even get Jax as a browser plugin for Chrome and Firefox.
And you can access the same wallet on your phone and your computer.
Very handy.
And two phones if you want. Whatever.
And there's also Shapeshift integration. So this is a multi-cryptocurrency wallet. It holds more than just Bitcoin. It's
not just
Ether.
A wallet. But before you go on, it's not just a wallet. It is the only way to change a decentralized exchange in the world. You can because of Shapeshift, you can exchange right within the wallet. You're not going to some exchange and trusting somebody else with your money.
So it was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the creator of the CryptoKit, and he made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Just go get yours over at jaxx.io. As we go back to Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, you said you were a delivery man for the Postal Service, and you were on foot a lot. Delivering around to a downtown of a small town there in Michigan, and you were kind of sharing your experiences about traffic lights and people and how they behave at them. And I had a question for you. You had said that you talked to a traffic engineer about when people press the button and wait to cross the street. He said the button's not even connected to anything. Does that mean that they never get the walk signal and they just kind of figure out on their own when to go, or that the walk signal just automatically comes up every time?
Well, first of all, it was a city worker, and the walk signal coincided with the actual traffic light. So when the light changes, so does the walk signal. Everything's automated.
Right. So the button does nothing. The button, okay.
They had just redone all the signals, and they put up all these fancy little lights and fancy little push buttons to use and stuff. And I thought it was really funny that all these people are using them left and right, but yet they're not connected. They're just following the signals.
The illusion of control.
When you were doing your route, did you use the walk and don't walk thing, or did you wait for it, or did you just, you know, get across the road?
Well, no, you know, we're timed every day, and of course, you know, if I saw a spot in traffic, I just walked across it, and there the light was.
Yeah. Yep. You got places to go and mail to deliver.
Absolutely. Any other observations you want to share with us tonight, Kevin?
Oh, well, yeah, one other thing on the speed limit. I had an idea. You know, when you have semis doing 65 in the right lane and normal traffic doing 70 to 80 in the right lane, you automatically have a traffic jam, no matter what you do.
Yep.
You have two different flows. So if everybody, like one gentleman said, if everybody could just do 80 or 75, leave it at that. Everything would move so much smoother.
Yep. Some states have different speed limits for big trucks than they do for cars, and that makes no sense at all.
That's the way Michigan is. It's 65 for semis and 70 to 75 for cars.
Yeah. It makes no sense. I guess
the idea is that, you know, the trucks have momentum, so it's harder for them to slow down and stop. Is there that much of a difference between 65 and 75? I don't know.
The interstate system was made for transportation. We, the drivers, we, the people in the cars, we're just, you know, peripherals out there. Mm. We're the little raptors running around the legs of the brontosauruses. So you give the brontosauruses the room they need to do their job. They're out there working.
God has blessed those folks, yeah. Man.
Seven days a week.
They keep the country together.
10 hours a day. They're separated from their families. They don't get enough exercise. They got to eat that greasy food all the time.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah,
they
showering
deserve
at gas
all
stations.
The room we can give them.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Kevin, I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom.
I want to thank all the truckers out there for their service because you really do keep America moving.
Absolutely. 855-450-3733. And thank them while they still exist. I mean, you've got companies out there very interested in automating 18-wheelers, making it so that there's no more human being behind the wheel of those things. It'd be like that Stephen King movie come to real life. What was it? Maximum Overdrive? Remember that one from the, I think it was the 80s. It was probably before you went to prison, Mark. Do you remember that one?
I remember Christine.
Christine was about the car that was, like, possessed.
Yeah.
Maximum Overdrive was like a kind of a I guess it was mostly set to AC/DC music, so AC/DC actually provided the soundtrack for this. And I don't remember if it was based on a book or if King actually just wrote it for the big screen, but it was like a really cheesy kind of action movie with Emilio Estevez and him and a bunch of other people who many of them end up being victims, end up in this gas station as apparently a like alien space death ray or something like that. Essentially puts the trucks of the world into, like, under the control of the aliens, basically. And so you've got all these 18-wheelers who are just driving around with no driver in them and menacing people and killing people, and they encircle this gas station, and you know, people are trapped inside, and they're trying to figure out what to do about these trucks that are...
I would think that the trucks could just smash right through the walls of the gas station. Your best bet is to run perpendicular to the path of the truck. It's not like they're really...
You're supposed to suspend disbelief while watching the film,
Sorry.
Mark.
I didn't get to see the movie. But, whatever. I do think you're going to have self-driven or, you know, computer-driven trucks at some point in the relatively near future.
I think it's there right now. It's just a matter of regulatory... hurdles.
You'll still have short haul truckers that need to deliver things to grocery stores and stuff like that. So maybe the long haul truckers will be able to downgrade and stay closer to home and have a real life.
The toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it's not just truckers. Anybody whose career involves driving from point A to point B should probably start thinking now about what you might want to do in another decade. Because it's going to get harder and harder to find jobs in those fields as automation basically wipes out transportation.
Time to release that rap album.
It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us here and bring up anything you want to discuss. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up what you want, but we've been actually talking a lot about the roads, and not the classic libertarian discussion of the roads, because usually it's...
the government, who would make the roads?
Yeah, that's usually how it is. In this case, we're talking about the speed limits.
I have an answer for that. The same people that make the roads now, because the government doesn't make the roads.
They hire people.
They hire people to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, what you're actually asking when you ask that question is, without the government stealing people's property through eminent domain, how would we have roads that connect one point to another? And the answer to that is auction theory. If you don't know what it is, Google it. It's a simple answer.
Indeed. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's start up here with John in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, it's on great. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Look, I was just saying, and in regards to your previous caller, well, first of all, let me just say, long-time listener, first-time caller, get that out of the way.
Aw, thanks.
No problem, man. Hey, look, in regards to one of your previous callers talking about big rigs going slower, they actually, the faster they go, as far as, like, above, like, 55, 60, 65 miles an hour, they actually lose fuel economy, as do passenger vehicles.
I see.
And most of those guys are owner-operators and working on a very slim margin. I know this because my granddad was owned a truck company. And basically, I mean, it comes down to having to nickel and dime to make money on it, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. So I know that I've heard that cars get better gas mileage at somewhere around 55. You know, the idea that every car gets better gas mileage at 55 sounds ridiculous. But why don't they just make better gearing in automobiles, put in another overdrive or something, so that they get you know, get better mileage at higher speeds. I mean, it works on 10-speed bicycles. Why wouldn't it work in a car?
Well, come on, you already know that. Big oil.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason. Maybe it is. That's
John, anything else you want to share?
Cars that get 100 miles a gallon right now, vehicles. They're out there. They're just not in vehicles.
I've heard of this carburetor. My uncle spoke of it when I was young, and you know, told the story about how the men in suits came late at night and
it's always a good story.
Took the you know, paid a bunch of money or something, and the carburetor disappeared, and that was it.
That's it, man.
John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dan.
My wife's Toyota Prius plug-in we're at 63 miles to the gallon, so we're not that far from it.
Dan in Virginia Beach, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Well, great. What's on your mind?
Enjoying the discussion here. You know, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was implemented by the government under Jimmy Carter during the shortage.
Actually, they said here it was Nixon that did it, but regardless.
Yeah. And it was a way that supposedly saved money. And if you look at the environmental studies, most automobiles put out less emissions at a higher speed. And all that is just government propaganda to try to control us in our vehicles like they do everything else in our lives.
They sure do.
I have to drive for a living, but not as a CDL or long distance. I'm a bank inspector, and I have to go all over the place. I travel about 50,000 miles a year.
What sort of things do you inspect?
Well, when a lender loans you money for improvements on a house, they want to make sure those improvements are done. And so I'm the person that goes out and verifies that the work you said you were going to do got done, and then we issue checks and things like that. But you know, the biggest impediment to traffic is that people have lost the art of driving. They do not know what the left-hand lane is for anymore.
Yep.
They sit there and kind of, you know, daydream or whatever. And in Germany, you know, you'll get a ticket quicker for blocking the fast lane than you will for speeding. So it's just a general mentality. But the other thing I want to talk about was Bitcoin.
Sure.
And I actually want to thank both of y'all, because I called this show, I think it might have been 3 years ago, because I had no idea what Bitcoin was.
Right.
And I actually bought into it and am very pleased with it. And believe it or not, today on the Larry Kudlow show, they had a guy talking about Bitcoin and about buying it, and it kind of got me a little scared.
Scared how?
Well, it was kind of cool. Bitcoin, it still is. It's just one of those things that most people haven't heard about.
They haven't, but it's becoming much more mainstream now. I've heard on NPR they're giving the Bitcoin price on whatever their money show is that comes on at 6 o'clock. I can't remember what it is.
The thing that's killing me right now is the fees, man. I mean, I don't know what the fees thing is, but...
Well,
I mean,
let me explain that here real fast. This is something that we've talked about in detail over the last several months on Free Talk Live. In fact, we're going to have Roger Veer on the show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you aren't able to listen live, you can always listen to our archives later at freetalklive.com.
That's Bitcoin Jesus.
Right, Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. And we're going to be talking about those fees because just to bring you up to speed, for listeners that don't know, Dan, why don't you just describe what Bitcoin is real fast? Because normally we do it, but I'd just like to hear you do it, and then I'll tell you about the fees.
It's a viable currency. I mean, the whole concept of it is it's not manipulated by government. Best way I would describe it is real money, in my opinion.
Yep, real money for the internet age.
Right, and it's really very easy to use, especially with the new app with the wallet. It's just. And if you ever have to go, let's say you have to go to China or something. I mean, it's hard to explain. I would tell anybody that wants to know something about Bitcoin, take a chance, put some money in it, do just like like you do with everything else in today's age. Go in there, play around, explore, find out who takes it, and it's just an experience that you'll
it is.
Be so surprised with.
Yeah, and you'll be pleasantly
it's hard
surprised.
To describe verbally. You know, verbally it's like, okay, it's money, but it's not money, and it's on the internet.
It's like internet money. It's internet money. It's decentralized. Yeah. It wasn't created by any bank or any government, and it puts the power of money into the hands of you and I, the people, which is amazing.
And that's what I mean by real money.
Right. It's a paradigm shift. Yeah, it's a paradigm shift. It's hard to really overstate, what that means, you know, to people, because for our entire lifetimes and the lifetimes of our grandparents and, you know, generations, the government and the banks have been the ones who've been in control of money. Bitcoin changes all that, and that's what makes it so important.
You know what really turned me onto it was a friend of mine gave me the article about how the Federal Reserve was formed off the island in Georgia and all of this stuff. And yeah, and I was like, you know what? This is the first thing. I mean, and I'm in my 50s, and this is the first time in my whole lifetime that any concept like this that I can ever remember was actually, and there's nobody that can really stop it, I don't think.
That's right. Well,
I mean,
except for Bitcoin itself, which is the problem with us. So that's where we get into these fees, which have been going crazy over the last, you know, year, basically, especially the last 3 or 4 months. It's been nuts. And so fees for Bitcoin, for listeners that don't know, used to be very, very small, like the fraction of a penny to a couple pennies. And now it's like $2 to send a Bitcoin transaction. Like, that's the median fee as of yesterday, according to what I was looking at. And the reason why that's happened is Bitcoin is basically full. So Bitcoin has
two factions that were warring over things. And now that we've had the New York City Accords that came down at, Consensus.
That happened last week.
I really believe that some of these problems are solved.
Not yet. They have to implement the consensus. Which is going to take several months. In the meantime, we've got the deal with these fees, and they've just gone up and up and up. So, Mark, that problem has not been solved. They have a plan to solve it.
Okay.
Finally, after 3 years of debating over this, they have a plan, and they're supposedly going to execute that plan. Just the question is, how quickly can they do this? Because in the meantime, people are going to be dropping off of Bitcoin because of what Dan's saying here. These fees
are
very unattractive.
I'm using the Jax wallet, and I'm buying and selling things with Dash at this point.
That means you are dropping off of Bitcoin because you're using Dash. That's my point, is that if the fees are too high, and they are too high, people are going to look for other options. So Bitcoin better get itself fixed, and it better do it fast. But what I was explaining was what the fees were. So anyway, there's essentially, Bitcoin's full. The transactions per minute that it can handle are maxed out. And so the reason why the fees have been going up is because essentially the people who are sending transactions are bidding against one another to say, oh, well, my transaction's so important, I'm willing to pay X. Well, I'm willing to pay X plus one. Well, I'm willing to pay X plus three. And so the fees just keep going up because of that. So they're trying to figure out how to scale Bitcoin to where we can bring these fees back down. We're going to keep informing you as this develops.
Well,
Dan, thanks for your call.
Listening to that tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night. You can always get us online at freetalklive.com. We got a full hour to go here tonight. More coming up. Thanks, Dan, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.